Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. First, a look at today's main headlines. A body was found at Slieve League yesterday following a search operation that launched on Tuesday evening. The funeral arrangements have been announced for one of the young men who died following a crash in St Johnston. A solicitor representing a priest facing charges of sexual communication with charge in possession of indecent images of children said that each review into the case seems to get longer and longer. And the chairperson of iCare, Nina Schoen, has questioned where was the basic respect when decisions around proposed cuts to SNAs in schools were being held. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport coming up at around 6:15, and after that we'll have farming news and views after the obituary notices. First in news, a body was found at Slieve League yesterday. A search operation was launched after reports of a missing person on Tuesday evening. Kelly Beggs Coast Guard was subsequently tasked by Mallon Head MRSC. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The missing persons report was received at 5 o'clock on Tuesday evening. The Rescue 108 helicopter carried out an initial search assisted by An Garda Síochána. It was later decided to stand down and return to base. At first light yesterday, Rescue 108 resumed the search and identified an area of significance. The Bunbeg Coast Guard drone team was deployed, providing aerial support over the search area. The Coast Guard climbing team subsequently located the casualty and safely transferred them to the top of the cliff, where a doctor pronounced them dead. Killybegs Coast Guard has extended their condolences to the family of the deceased.
The funeral arrangements have been announced for one of the young men who died following a crash in St Johnston on Tuesday evening. Daniel Cullen and Keeving Porter McLoon were both 18 years old and from Derry. Keeving will be laid to rest on Saturday following a requiem mass at St Bridget's Church in Cairn Hill. And details for Daniel's funeral are yet to be confirmed. Gardaí are appealing for information regarding the collision on the R236. Meanwhile, a petition has been launched to see speed calming measures placed on the road. Organiser Donna Marie Reynolds says there's been long concerns due to previous collisions there. She'd like to see signage and a speed ramp installed. On today's Greg Hughes show, Donna Marie said for this stretch of road in particular, the bend just before Harkins petrol station poses serious safety risks.
Yeah, well, there's numerous sharp bends on the road, and especially near Larkins there, there's one area that's quite tight, and we get a lot of lorries on the road, and even myself on that part of the road, I have tipped off, you know, at the side there, because there's a footpath there too, which is extremely dangerous, to be honest with you, there too, and yeah, it's just really dangerous. There's a few areas there now where cars have gone in. And I'd say I was talking to locals there, and at least a dozen accidents a year happen there, incidents happen a year there. And not all of them are reported, you know. So they're not, you know, the people are okay. They get their cars fixed or whatever and the wall gets rebuilt. But yeah, so there's a few areas there. And especially there's hedges as well that probably would need to be removed as well in some areas as well, especially that turn to Newton Cunningham and Buncrana. It's a very dangerous turn there. And even further up as well, there's an area with trees and a house there where cars have got into the wall several times on the bend towards St Johnston there as well. So there's actually a few parts of the road there that really need to be looked at and are very dangerous. And it's really dangerous for people.
The Donegal Centre for Independent Living plans to extend its Ballymacool facility to include a training area for replicating a home environment. Planning and design phases are complete, and the centre is now seeking capital funding for the project. The expansion is part of the organisation's newly launched strategic plan for 2025 to 2028, which sets out goals to enhance services for people with disabilities. Operations manager Jonathan McLaughlin says the project comes at a unique time as Donegal County Council plans to build independent living social housing as part of 172 house development on the surrounding land.
It's great that there's a part of that plan, there's a cluster of independent living units, and we want to work with the council and other agencies to plan effectively for that. So we're in a unique position where we're located, and with our skills and expertise we want to support the council and other agencies make that a reality for people with disabilities.
Well, the DCIL holds dignity as a core value through its organisation. While speaking to Highland Radio, DCIL leader Louise Callaghan commented on recent campaigns in the county related to the Donegal Dublin cancer flights and the SNA protests.
Because it's all about dignity for people with disabilities. Like, we don't want to be going out and, as Rosaline said, going out and shaking buckets at churches, because that's not, like, dignified for us as people with disabilities. It's not, we're not, like, begging for money, but we would like it to be used for something good.
And it's important to keep it in the local community as well. And another thing that Rosaline had said was all we're asking for is our rights, even though sometimes you have to demand it.
Yes.
And, you know, we've seen yesterday with the SNA's protest was in Bunkrana, and then the cancer flights as well, like, both of those things were mentioned.
Oh, it's mad, because, like, we're all human at the end of the day. Like, we're all, just because we're different from everybody else, we all deserve every, like, what everybody else has. Like, we all have human rights, and we need, like, they need to be given it to us. Because just because we're different and we have disabilities doesn't mean that we're still human at the end of the day.
Well, the Department of Education is attempting to reassure politicians on the Public Accounts Committee that no cuts being made to special needs assistance, and it's growing the number year on year. The government had to agree to an emergency €19 million in additional funding this week for SNA posts after almost 200 schools were told they would lose some of their allocation. Doreen Freel is the chairperson of iCare Nenagh-Shone, a support organisation for people with autism, and as well, she's a retired teacher. She questioned where would the basic respect was.
Children who do not need SNAs or teenagers who do not need SNAs, do not look for them. If a parent and a teacher and a principal is saying that a child needs the support of an SNA, then they need the support of an SNA. Where is the respect for the professional opinion of the principal, the teachers and the SNAs themselves? Where is the respect for the expert opinion of a parent about their own child? This needs to stop being about a paperwork exercise, and the opinions of the professionals on the ground need to be respected and listened to.
A solicitor representing a priest facing charges of sexual communication and a charge of possession of indecent images of children said that each review into the case seemed to get longer and longer. Edward Gallagher remains in custody following another adjournment. Ryan Brawley reports.
58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park, Lifford, had been charged with one count of attempted sexual communication with a child between April 2nd and April 17th, 2025. A further 7 charges include inciting a child to engage in sexual activity and causing a child to watch sexual activity on April 17th last year, as well as charges of possessing indecent images of children. At today's hearing, a prosecutor said that a report on the categorisation of the images was still outstanding, and when that is received, a full file would be ready. Defence Solicitor Derwin Harvey said that when the case was last mentioned, they had been told the report would be ready in 1 week. He said that he was trying to keep a short leash on the case, as with every appearance, the delay got longer. Mr. Harvey said his client had been in custody since last April. The case was adjourned until March 26.
The Laskin Corla has again intervened in a Thursday row involving Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty and Taoiseach Simon Harris. The government's been criticised ahead of upcoming charges to rent rules, with opposition parties describing it as a win for large investors. The reforms come into effect on Sunday, meaning landlords will be able to reset rents to market rates for new tenants. Current tenancies won't be affected, and typical rent agreements will run for 6 years. Sinn Féin TD Pierce Doherty told The Dáil that renters are losing out.
Corporate landlords are preparing to cash in, and they are not hiding it, Taoiseach. They're telling their shareholders that increased profits are coming because of decisions taken by you and your government.
However, Taoiseach Simon Harris is disputing Sinn Féin's claim, accusing them of hypocrisy. That led to exchanges across the floor of the Dáil chamber.
Hypocrisy from Sinn Féin is not new when it comes to housing.
Defend
we have a situation where they talk about investors as though they don't like them, as though they're not buddies.
Please.
But the Sunday Times showed and revealed this week they've received millions.
I know you are. Please.
It's very unfair.
Don't continue this. Don't continue this.
Very unfair.
You're not allowing...
It's down there and waffle and waffle and waffle.
Please. Deputy Doherty.
Yes, it may take a while, you said.
OK, we'll just move on to the next.
Yes, it may take a while, you said.
Deputy Doherty and Minister Boyle.
Sorry, no, can I there's a serious issue.
Please, can you please respect the chair? I don't mind, I say it again, the bus exchange is fine, but the carry-on here on a Thursday morning is nothing short of, you know, shameful in a way.
Donegal's Little Blue Heroes have been announced as Grand Marshals for the 2026 Letterkenny St Patrick's Day Parade. Letterkenny Chamber confirmed this afternoon that the children living with life-limiting illnesses who've been made honorary members of An Garda Síochána Síochána will lead the parade through the town. Outgoing President Jimmy Stafford says these children represent the very best of community spirit, bravery and hope.
We're delighted that the Donegal Little Blue Heroes, who are the young children who have life-limiting illnesses, we've asked them to take on the role of Grand Marshals to lead the parade down Letterkenny Main Street this year on the 17th of March, and we're absolutely delighted that they've accepted. And it's just a pleasure for us because they were my chosen charity at the awards this year. And so just a continuance of them leading the parade. It'll be a lovely, lovely day on Letterkenny Main Street to see the children parade down and for people to just cheer them on as well. It's lovely to recognise these children who bring such loving and laughter to people in their communities across Donegal as well. And to the volunteers in An Garda Síochána who work closely with the children and their families, you know, at various events, at parties and all throughout the year. So it's just a lovely thing for us as a chamber to do this year in 2026 on St Patrick's Day.
The time is just coming up to 5:42 here on Highland Radio. We'll have Mark Gallagher with all the latest in sport after this short break. It's 6:15 here at Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with rugby. Ireland's James Lowe has been ruled out for the rest of Rugby Union's Six Nations campaign. The wing injured his groin in last weekend's record victory away over England at Twickenham. He limped off in the first half of their 42-21 win. Ireland host Wales next Friday before a potential final weekend title decider with Scotland in Dublin. Moving on to soccer, Celtic have a huge job to do tonight if they're to advance in the Europa League. Martin O'Neill's side arrive in Germany 4-1 down from their playoff first leg against Stuttgart. O'Neill says they'll do their best to take the game to the hosts this evening.
I think you should take pride for granted. This is something that you should do. If you're saying that what we're doing here is we're going to just sit back and allow them just to come on to us the whole game and just sit and keep numbers down, that's not in our interest. We can get beaten in the game, but we're certainly going to try and make a fist of this.
Nottingham Forest take a 3-0 lead into the second leg of their tie at home to Fenerbahce from 8. And at the same time, in the Conference League, Republic of Ireland striker Troy Parrott is in action with AZ Alkmaar. They host Noah in the return leg, having lost the first game 1-0 in Armenia. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner is under pressure ahead of the visit of Bosnian side Zrinjski to Selhurst Park. That tie is 1-1 from the opening leg. Irish football members should vote on a decision on whether or not to play Israel in the Nations League. A group representing players has called for the FAI to ask its General Assembly for directions. FAI Chief Executive David Curl stated yesterday the matches will take place this autumn, with one of them being played in Dublin. Stuart Gilhooley, solicitor to the PFA, believes the competition organiser should be in for a lot more criticism over its handling of the situation.
I don't think UEFA believe we're going to pull out. I don't believe UEFA have ever believed we were going to pull out. And I think if you say to them, by the way, we are not going to play these games and we're the only team that's not going to play these games, I think that is significant. Now, I'm not saying it's going to change what UEFA will do. I doubt it will. But it very much makes a point and makes a message that Ireland is not going to stand for this anymore.
In golf, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are in action on the opening day of the PGA Tour's Cognizant Classic. Lowry finished on 1 under par after his opening round, which leaves him in joint 25th position. Power is just teeing off for his first round. Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy driver William Creighton will tackle the 2026 European Rally Championship with Tagai Racing Technology, representing Stellantis Motorsport in the 7-round series. The reigning British Rally Champion will contest a full ERC campaign for the first time alongside co-driver Liam Regan. Creighton, a member of the Donegal Motor Club, will start the opening round in a Citroën C3 Rally 2 before transitioning to the all-new Lancia Integral during the season. Speaking on the Crunching Gears podcast, which will be out on Friday, William says it is a natural progression to step up to the ERC.
Yeah, like delighted. It's great to have such a busy year in store into the European Championship. Obviously, we had a great year in the British Rally Championship last year, and now I feel like natural progression, try and step back into a bigger program of European events, and we've been working on it now in the off-season, and delighted that this has come up now with TRT and Stellantis to do a full programme in the ERC.
In darts, the PDC's Premier League rolls into Belfast SSE Arena for the fourth round of the season tonight. Antrim's Josh Rock will be hoping to get his first points on the board when he takes on Gian Van Veen. And world champion Luke Littler faces current table topper Johnny Clayton. Finally, coming up on the score this evening, Finn Harps and Derry City are both back in action tomorrow. We'll have our weekly League of Ireland chat with former Harps captain Declan Boyle. We'll hear from ATU Donegal Freshers GAA manager Ryan McHugh and ATU Ladies soccer manager Breed McGinty after a successful week for those two teams. And we'll be speaking with Rafoe native Luke Witherow, who is representing Ireland at the Hockey World Cup qualifiers in Chile this weekend. I'll be back with all of that on The Score after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Looking now to the weather forecast, mostly dry tonight apart from the odd isolated shower. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees in light, moderate southwesterly winds. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A body was found at Slieve League yesterday. A search operation was launched after reports for a missing person on Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock. The Kellybegs Coast Guard was subsequently tasked by Malinhead MRSC. The funeral arrangements have been announced for one of the young men who died following a crash in St Johnston on Tuesday evening. Daniel Cullen and Keeving Porter McGlynn were both 18 years old and from Derry. Keeving will be laid to rest on Saturday following a requiem mass at St Bridget's Church in Cairn Hill. Details for David's funeral are to be confirmed at a later date. The Donegal Centre for Independent Living plans to extend its Ballymacool facility to include a training area replicating a home environment. Planning and design phases are complete and the centre is now seeking capital funding for the project. The expansion is part of the organisation's newly launched strategic plan for 2025-28, which sets out goals to enhance services for people with disabilities. Operations manager Jonathan McLaughlin said the project comes at a unique time as Donegal County Council plans to build independent living social housing as part of a 172 house development in the surrounding land. And the Department of Education is attempting to reassure politicians on the Public Accounts Committee that no cut is being made to special needs assistance and it's growing the number year on year. The government had to agree to an emergency €19 million additional funding this week for SNA posts after almost 200 schools were told they were losing some of their allocation. Doreen Freel is the chairperson of iCare and Inishowen, a support organisation for people with autism, as well as a retired teacher, and she questioned where the basic respect was. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with more news at 7 o'clock. Chris Ashmore's up next with the farming news and views after the obituary notices.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 26th of February. The death has occurred of Frankie Blaney, Kilkenny the Grange, County Dublin, formerly of Wolfetone Place, Letterkenny, reposing at his home in Dublin on Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Funeral on Monday in the Church of the Holy Family, Kill Avenue, arriving at 10:45 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Society of St Vincent de Paul. And the death has taken place of Patricia McGarvey, née Gallagher, Whiteleys, Rimelton, reposing at her home today until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Hello and welcome to Farming News and Views with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll get an update on the Acres scheme. But first, the County Donegal Executive of the IFA will host its annual general meeting this evening at 8 o'clock in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. The guest speaker is Adam Woods, who was recently appointed as the editor of the Irish Farmers Journal. Joe Sweeney is the chairperson of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA, and he's looking forward to what will be a very informative and interesting meeting.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. Adam is the guest speaker on the night. Adam, great experience in the whole game of agriculture. He'll touch on the Mercosur, the derogation, his trip to Brazil, the labelling, the board BIA saga. He has it all. He covered the livestock, the sheep trade, and the future for prices, the trends and what's happening. So there's a whole lot of stuff Adam will cover on the night. It will be interesting. He has a great grasp for it, and as you said, he's now the new editor of the Farmers Journal.
He's no stranger to Donegal. There'll also be other IFA business on the night, and no doubt you'll be encouraging members from throughout the county to attend.
Yeah, it will be a good night. A lot of information to be got, and I would encourage everyone to turn up for the AGM and take what they can from it, because it's just one of them unique opportunities when you get the likes of Adam, because he's pulled here and there and everywhere, and he has such a good grasp for it. So, it's well worth listening to Adam.
And finally, Joe, another year done for yourself. It's been another challenging year. It always is. And indeed, the year ahead, plenty more challenges in prospect too.
Yeah, it has been an interesting year. It was busy, and then it just took off there before Christmas with the derogation and the Mercosur, and now the ongoing saga with the board B, and there's a lot of trips and a lot of travelling and a lot of meetings, and it's continuous. It is busy now, we can't say. But look, it's enjoyable at the same time, and it's for the good. It's for the good.
And that was Joe Sweeney, IFA chairperson in Donegal. The Agri-Climate Rural Environment Scheme, known as ACRES, was launched back in 2022. Well, there's a number of important deadlines looming, and of course there's been some changes during that time. To give me an update on where we are at the moment, ACRES Donegal Cooperation Programme Manager Henry O'Donnell has joined me. Henry, I suppose first of all, just to remind people, there are a number of important dates coming up to be aware of.
Yes, that's right, Chris. Well, I suppose it's important to say, it's really the first time now we have a full toolbox of measures for cooperation farmers, and some have already engaged, and we hope more will. Now, the current deadline is for farmers that applied for non-productive investments, or NPIs. They are asked to have them completed and claimed for by the end of March this year, and we're just anxious to remind farmers to make sure and get their claims in. And payments are currently being made 3 to 4 weeks after the claim is made. So we're anxious that farmers draw down some of this money.
I'm sure, you know, those final applications, the message also just to double check that everything has been fully completed in line with the various specifications.
Yeah, exactly. Farmers, you know, in many cases have applied for several actions at the one time. And now there is an option for farmers, if they don't have them all completed, they can just claim the ones that they have complete, and they can talk to us or their advisor about possibly reapplying for ones that maybe for one reason or another they didn't get time to complete. So all isn't lost. I suppose the other important deadline we have are more complex actions where farmers deal directly with our team, which are called landscape actions. The window is open for those farmers to come and engage with us and see, is there more actions they can engage in and draw down more funding. And we're especially looking to talk to commonage farmers that probably haven't had much opportunity to engage with us until now. We have a suite of measures where farmers can improve their score on commonage and actually get paid to complete the action as well. This is the big reason our team is here, and we really want to engage with as many cooperation farmers as possible on a one-to-one basis. I want to emphasise that our door is open. We have an office in Carndonagh, we have another one in Letterkenny, and then we have another one in Donegal Town. Right. And it's important to say we're out and about in all the CP areas, holding clinics, in all the various towns and villages to save people travelling and to try and be relatable to each local areas. And we really encourage farmers to come along and have a chat to see what possibly they could do that they would get additional payments for. Just contact us, ring us, email us, anything, and we will engage.
And give us an idea of what would be the more popular landscape actions here in the county.
Yeah, we've had one tranche of this already, Chris, and the popular actions would be we've had a lot of farmers engaging with us who have invasive species on their farm. Like the main one would be rhododendron, and we can offer them a package where we can fund the removal of that. Some of the other actions on commonage, self-sown conifers or spruce trees that just root themselves, which bring down the farmer's score. We're paying farmers at the moment to cut them down. We're paying farmers to remove bits and pieces of dumping from their commonages. We're paying farmers to look at the peatlands and their private lands and their commonages to see is there issues that we can help deal with, maybe relating to water quality or bare soil or just the general grazing of the uplands. We're funding farmers to use cattle as a tool for conservation grazing, where we're paying them to use modern technology and GPS collars, to monitor and manage their animals in the uplands. It's amazing technology, and farmers are really buying into it. And we will have quite a number of farmers engaging in that over the summer.
So plenty of options there. Contact yourselves. You can go online, find out more information there. Just remind us again, typically, now I know everyone is going to be different, but typically what sort of figures are we talking about in terms of payments?
Well, a lot of it depends on the size of the farm and, how willing the farmer is to engage. But every cooperation farmer has a budget of €17,500 over the course of the 5 years, and that can be drawn down in various pieces at different times or all together if somebody was very ambitious. There's a lot of money sitting unspent here, and we would love to get it spent, and that's our sole purpose for being there. And the simpler non-productive investments, farmers have to engage with their advisor, to look at what's available and what suits their farm. And there's a lot of unspent money there. So our message is come and talk to our team. There's no cost, there's no charge. And at the very least, we'll give you a really good understanding of your farm relating to acres and your acres plan, and hopefully we will be able to direct you to do more for environment, water quality and biodiversity and get paid to do it.
And that was Henry O'Donnell, Acres Donegal Cooperation Programme Manager. And for more information you can go to the website acresdonegal.ie. Well, that's it for this week. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.